All right, Coach, you could open up with a statement before we open up for questions.
Okay. Like I told our team in the locker room, you need to be happy when you win. It's hard to win a football game. And I thought Virginia came in and played well. I was disappointed the way we played. Clearly, as coaches, we need to do a better job getting ready to play. We could not get off the field on defense. And on offense, we were abysmal on third down. Too many negative plays. We missed too many opportunities from the first series on where we pitched it to the guy blocking, to the drop pass on the obvious touchdowns, to snapping the ball on one when the count was on two, to, all those things. We can play a lot better than that, and we'll have to if we have a chance next week.
Okay, questions?
We talked earlier in the week about the turnover problem Virginia had, and that really helped you out.
Yes, kind of sealed the game in the second half. They overthrew some balls and turned it over, and we were able. Harrison was able to get the field goal after. That's the second time in the last three games we've had a completely stupid penalty on the backside of a toss play inside the 10-yard line. Is unbelievable.
I can't imagine you would think you'd win a game where you ran 41 plays on offense.
No.
You know, really, time of possession got killed.
Yeah, we couldn't get them off the field. I mean, there were several times right from the first possession of the game. I mean, every time that they needed to flip the field, they would flip the field, and we were abysmal on third down. We really never got anything really going running-wise. It was big plays. I don't know that we've played as bad all year up front. And really our backs, I don't know what the receivers did. I'll have to look at the tape, but we didn't block anybody at A-back either, so it was a deadly combination.
Coach, in the third quarter, the defense actually did get them off the field several times, several straight possessions, right after the missed fourth down.
Mm-hmm.
Did that play maybe woke up the defense? I mean, what happened in those next few?
You know, I was tired of watching it, and it's once again, the way that they lined up and what we had should have been a gimme play, and we couldn't execute that. I think the guy that we were double teaming made the guy bounce, and so sometimes you got to do that. Maybe woke everybody up. But the defense did a great job on that, coming out and getting three, and then they've struggled all year with their field goal kicker. I mean, he's been inconsistent all year.
I thought special teams wise, you got some nice.
Yeah, we got some. We had a chance. I mean, we flipped the field a couple of times, but they flip it right back on us. So, they did a good job holding on to the ball. I'm sure that was their plan.
You ever recall feeling this upset or disappointed after winning?
I'm just kind of that way. I don't know. I'm just disappointed in the way we played. It's disappointing. I thought we'd turn the corner and we'd been playing better offensively, and we got all those guys back today. Maybe we need to play the other guys. Maybe that's what it is. So it was just disappointed with the execution. And defensively, while we did a decent job, a good job not giving up points, they missed a couple of field goals, and we did some things which, we were a little better on third down, better in the second half. But just the time of possession, and I don't know how many possessions there were in the game. We had four in the first half, and we probably had a few more in the second half, probably five or six.
Was Freddie hurt somewhere on the team?
No.
Was it a performance?
Well, we're going to let the other guy play some. He played pretty good a week ago. So we're just trying to let him play.
In terms of the wind in the first half, was that a factor in some of the decision not to throw the ball, try to throw the ball?
I think we ran five plays. Hard to throw it when you ain't got it. So the very first play of the game should have been huge, huge. And we pitch it to the block guy instead of the other guy. Lucky we got it back. Then we missed the read on the second down. So we were three and out. And I think it was probably 7 or 8 minutes later before we got it back.
BJ had a big day in his final home game.
Yeah.
He ran the ball all day, 13 tackles.
Good for him. Happy for our seniors to be able to go out winning the game. That's what I said in the locker room. And again, anytime you win, you got to be happy. It's hard to win. It's hard to win. But and we made enough plays. We got enough turnovers. We got a couple overthrows, picked them off, and Lance returning that for a touchdown kind of sealed the game. That was a big play.
Given Justin's experience, can you put your finger on why he struggled today?
Well, I don't think he got a lot of help, and sometimes when you hadn't played, that's. When you're playing every week, you kind of get into a groove. And we really never got into a groove offensively. It was all big plays, so there was really never you never got into a groove. I kept trying to find a something we could hang our hat on running the ball, and we never really could. And it was like popcorn. It would be if we blocked the guys inside, the A-backs would whiff on the linebackers or the safeties or the, so it was just kind of a mixed bag. And when you're not getting the ball a lot, and when that happens, it just kind of builds on itself.
Can you talk about the 4th and 1?
Yeah, didn't make it.
What kind of was your thought process there?
I was going to see how they lined up. They lined up in their base defense, and we should have been able to double the nose and turn out on the 5 and ISO the fullback on the linebacker and let the quarterback follow. And we didn't get any of the 3 blocks. 0 for 3. 0 for the double team, 0 for the turnout, and 0 for the B-back.
Anything more for Coach?
The fumble snap.
It was on 2. He snapped it on 1. Yeah, that'll happen sometime. Quarterback should be ready for the ball. It shouldn't be a fumble. But, in college, you probably should be able to go on 2.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.